Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the China Startup Pulse. I'm Ryan Shukin, and unfortunately Todd Embley can't join me today. But this episode is a little bit of a deviation from our standard format. We're going to be doing a three-part series following China Accelerator's 8x8 speaker track. The 8x8 speaker track presented by China Accelerator is done in Beijing and in Shanghai. It's eight speakers giving talks about their experiences, their successes, their challenges, and all of their learnings really, really in a down-to-earth way in a small setting. It's an incredible speaker series that I've gotten a lot of value from and that's highly anticipated every single year. We're going to be talking from things about what it takes for a startup to endure and the challenges they face, along with how to tell your story, what's the formula, and why do you exist and how do you tell that story. We're also going to be talking with people like Peter Davison, who understands how to become a unicorn. He's analyzed hundreds and hundreds of unicorns over the past years, and he has the equations and the formula. And then we'll be talking with people like David Chen from AngelVest, who understand the investment culture and the environment in China and can give us some really incredible insight that I really haven't seen anywhere else. So it's a little bit different format. We're going to be listening to their talks. We're going to be like we're sitting there in the audience, but it's really incredible. This first episode follows Suk Suk. She's a movie producer and she's an incredible mentor. She tells us the storytelling formula and what entrepreneurs need to know and how to share why they exist. And then also James Fung, who is also in the movie industry, and talks about a resilience for entrepreneurs, what it means to be courageous, and what are the ingredients that you need to really get through to the long journey. So without further ado, let's get into it. Hope you guys enjoy.
All that I've shared just now, I think probably doesn't sound credible because I said it in a very simple way. So I realized that for this audience, I need to translate it into geek speak. So the geek speak is, once upon a time, that's your story begins. Every day is your pain point, the problem you're trying to solve, the itch you're trying to scratch. Okay, and one day is when your product and solution appears, you present it to the world. And because of that, the two because of that landlines, is a value proposition to stakeholders, right? You should at least benefit parties, to the consumers, to your partners. And until finally, the happy ending is your value creation. Problem solved, okay? So in six sentences, this is your startup story. And it fits the model of a startup business model, an investment pitch. But the difference is, this is a story normal people can understand. Okay? Okay, to put it all together, how do you market yourself as a superhero entrepreneur with a movie, startup movie narrative unfolding? The key is actually to share something small every day. Most startup entrepreneurs I know make the mistake of wanting something perfect. You know, they will wait for the perfect video, the perfect blog post, the perfect everything. When the key is to actually share something small every day to remind people you still exist, okay? For the past 3 years, I've been sharing something small every day. I take on my walk into work. I work in the Hutongs of Beijing. I take a photo with my iPhone and post it on Moments. Okay, I don't talk about my startup, I don't talk about the company, but it has been the most useful thing in terms of marketing. In the past year alone, I've been signed by a literary agent. I've released a limited edition postcards endorsed officially by the China Postal Service. I have done two exhibitions. I'm publishing two books this year. Feel free to add me on WeChat. Why do you think it's so useful for me to post all these black and white photos? Why is it useful for business? Because it ties into my superhero image. My superpower is visual storytelling. So although I don't say anything about the company, people are reminded that Siok is the visual storyteller. In fact, it's more powerful when I don't say anything, okay? I know it's an abrupt jump to go from me to Michelle Phan. Okay, I'm sorry for the jump cut. But I think the thing about sharing something small every day, there are actually YouTube stars, and now in China, key opinion leaders, internet celebrities who have created entire empires out of sharing something every day. A piece of video, a blog post, and Michelle Phan just made the third Forbes 30 under 30 list for people we love to hate because they're young, gorgeous, talented, and rich, which we are not. I'm not. So, I want to play, to encourage you, I want to play 10 seconds of an early Michelle Phan video because her early videos were very humble, very down, like literally she shot it at home. But by sharing a video very consistently every week, two or three videos a week, she built an empire. I know you guys really like to watch makeup videos. You can actually search for them online. Her later videos were much more sophisticated, like teaching you how to transform yourself into Lady Gaga and all that. But her early videos were very humble. But the key was she kept reminding people she still existed. She shared something small every day. And I think this is the thing I want to encourage you with. Don't wait for that perfect thing to do. Share something about yourself every day. Remind people every day that you still exist, that your little startup that could or that can still exist. And you'll be surprised how far you can go. And to connect with me online, I'm Siok Siok. I'm at Siok Siok everywhere. S-I-O-K-S-I-O-K. WeChat, Twitter, Weibo. And I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I think this is the movie people talking today. I'm also in the movie business, but I'm not going to talk to you about how to make movies. I'm going to share with you something about what it takes to be an entrepreneur or how to be a person. I think this is something that's very important that many people may not have spent a lot of time talking about. I think one of the things that's really hard for an entrepreneur or anybody who's trying to build your own business at various stages is that it's a very, very lonely job. At the end of the day, whether you have one employee or 1,000, you're responsible for them and yourself. And the journey to be an entrepreneur is tough. It is brutal. It is hard with all the trials and tribulations. Many times you're going to have to go through this journey more than once. You're going to do a startup. You're going to fail. You're going to learn from that. You're going to do it again. And if you get lucky, great. But then again, you may fail again and you keep going. And that's what makes, I think, entrepreneurs very unique people because they have this resilience. And I want to share with you some of the things I sort of picked up along the years as to what I think are some of the things that hopefully get you going or keep you thinking about it as you think about it. So what is it that makes an entrepreneur? So one of the first things about an entrepreneur is you're able to see something that no other people can. So when you listen to these people that just came up and talked about it, that went through the batch 9, they are seeing something that you can't. The prior speaker, Siok, I think that's, I can't pronounce her name right. She's a filmmaker. She's able to see things that no one can, right? You can see the invisible. You're able to have images of that. But is that enough? Probably not. Because when you see something that's invisible, it doesn't mean you can actually make it happen. You got to make it, you got to do it. But the problem is doing it isn't enough. Because if you're just doing it, everybody's just doing it. You got to do it something that no one else has done before. And you have to do it better, faster, than a lot of other people. That's one of the ingredients of an entrepreneur. And I think actually this is one of the easiest ones. Because we all have imagination that allows you to think about it. And then if every one of you, every one of us have the fortitude, have the spirit to go out and reach out and do the invisible. I think most of us here are type A. You're a perfectionist. You want to, you get really tense if that little dot isn't just the right dot, if that color isn't just the right color. When we're making movies, where my movie is animation, so her movie is real people. We work with artists, and we spend a tremendous amount of time obsessing over the color palette. How should this color be? Is it this right blend of this? It doesn't rest in the right mood. And then you know what? You obsess over that. That's part of that impossible. That's what makes certain things better than others. That's why there's only one Tmall, there's one Taobao, there's only one Uber in the U.S., there's only one Facebook, and so on and so forth, because they obsess over that impossible things. So this is the part that gets you started. So you now, you know, you got this vision, and then you're actually doing it. So what's next? So one of the things you got to go do is you got to be courageous as an entrepreneur. You got to give up your job. You got to give up a paycheck. You got to give up something that's safe. I'm going to walk to work instead of taking a cab. You got to be that courageous. I'm going to go out and defy all my relatives, defy my parents. I'm going to go and do something that most people wouldn't do. This is hard to be an entrepreneur because you have to be courageous. You have to do something that most people in the world will not do because it's scary. It's the first time I didn't have a paycheck, I was scared out of my wits. I didn't know what was, I had money in the bank, sure, but all I can think about was I'm drawing down on that saving. I have no way of replenishing it. How am I going to put my kids through school? What happens if my wife gets sick? What happens? That's the courageous part. Now, here's the hard part. Today, you're courageous, but are you going to be courageous tomorrow? That's the second part of it. Can you be courageous all the time and not conform? You're going to go through this journey, and then at various times, you're going to have your ups and downs. When you're up, it's very easy to be courageous. But when you're down, is it easy to be courageous? It's hard. Because invariably, when you're down, the people who doubt will plant seeds in your head. Many people who does this out of the goodness of their hearts. They're going to say, you know what? It's okay. You can go back to corporate. It's okay. You don't stop what you're doing. Stop inflicting pain. Go get a real life. People will want to offer you sound advice to get you back onto a different track. And this is where you have to be courageous and say, do you believe? Do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in that vision? Do you believe in your team, your partners, your investors? And this is where it gets really hard. Because you're going to have a lot of people that can plant these seeds into you. And they're going to say, hey, this idea is kind of nutty. Why are you doing this? Why are you putting yourself and your family through this? But the thing is, are you courageous? Do you believe? Do you believe in that vision? That's the hard part. And I think as you go through your journey, through your entrepreneurhood, between now and the success that you want to define, for yourself, whatever that is. For some people, it's IPO, it's a lot of money. For some people, it's just doing it. They just do it over and over because they didn't have a financial goal. They just want to go and make a difference. Whatever it is, the vision that they have painted for themselves. So that's the second part of it. So you're able to see it. Now you have the courageous to do it. And I think in most people, I think you're able to get through these two. For me, the hardest part is actually the next one. The hardest part is the next one. It's the discipline of it. So one of the things that the prior speaker said is she took a picture every day. That's hard. You try to do that every day for 2 years. You try to do that for a week. Can you do it? Can you do it? This is the hardest part for me. Because I'm not necessarily a disciplined person. I get very lazy. I start a routine workout, and then you start flying around, you travel, and you start slacking off, and next thing you know, you put on 20 pounds, right? And I think in this particular case, how are you able to maintain that discipline for yourself so that you can do that picture every day for 2 years? And eventually get noticed. And the second part of that is why aren't you not disciplined? It's because the mood. We all have it. We all have it. And if anything I can tell about entrepreneurs, either my experience or those of others, the thing that destroys the entrepreneur the most is actually this thing right here. I don't feel like it today. I'm too tired. If you really are driven by that vision and you really have that courage, then you must have the discipline to overcome that mood so that you're able to do this over and over and over and over and over and again until you get it right. Until you're finally able to be who you believe you can be and do what you believe you can do. All right? Thank you.
Hey, everyone. You just listened to the first part of the three-part series on the China Accelerator 8x8 Talks. I hope you really enjoy it because there's a lot more to come with incredible mentors following investments and how to be a unicorn and what you need to do to get there. So if you have any feedback or any ideas, you want to get in contact with us, please contact us at team@chinastartuppulse.com. Thank you guys. Take care.
Hey everyone, we want to give a shout out to our sponsors. China Accelerator is the number one accelerator in the East. They are a mentorship driven program that takes your ideas from all over the world and helps you make them successful in China. At the same time, we take great ideas from inside China and help them grow all over the world. If you want to find out more, please visit www.chinaaccelerator.com, and batch 10 applications are going to be open soon, so it's a really good opportunity to get in there.
We also want to thank our other sponsor, PeopleSquared. PeopleSquared is the largest and best co-working space across China. They've got 8 or 9 spaces in Shanghai. They've got spaces up in Beijing. They've got spaces down in Shenzhen. They really are the best community of people to be dealing with here. So if you have a startup and you're coming to China, PeopleSquared is your number one choice.
And we'd also like to thank our syndication partner, Technode. They are the number one source for news and information about the startup ecosystem, what's going on inside of China. They also work with TechCrunch and helped publish and syndicate that. So we're really happy to have them on as a syndication partner. You can find out more at technode.com.